Welcome to day 18 of our 21-day healing journey. Today, we're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith, and our focus in the love, grace, and goodness of our God. So be still. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're reading from Romans 8, verses 11. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Another translation would say it this way: yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's Spirit of resurrection lives in you, He will also raise your dying body to life by the same Spirit that breathes life into you. What a powerful promise. God doesn't say your body is naturally living and getting stronger. In fact, God knows that we live on an earth where our bodies are constantly getting weaker, where we might even be facing a diagnosis that death is near. But God says the power that raised Christ from the dead desires to live in you and function for you, through you. Healing is ours to raise our bodies into strength. The same Spirit that raised Christ is within us. Father, we thank you today for your resurrection power in our lives, in our natural bodies today. As we receive Christ, as He is ours, so is the power that raised Him from the dead. And we release that power to do a healing work, a strengthening work in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.